Good morning, Church on the Rock.
Good morning.
My name is Rashad Cunningham. I'm the pastor here at Church on the Rock in Brownsburg. If you're here as a guest, whether you're with family, maybe you're just stopping by because it's Christmas Eve, we are extremely grateful for you to be here. There's so many churches that are holding service today, right now, maybe even later in the day, and you're here 9:30 in the morning serving and worshiping with us. So I thank you for that. We like to get started with that good morning, Rashad, because it just kind of gets the juices flowing. So I'm going to do that one more time. Let's be as loud as we possibly can. Good morning, Church on the Rock.
Good morning, Rashad.
Amen. So I know we just prayed, but I want to pray one more time before I get into God's word. Have a short message for you and just praying that it really hits home today that God has his way. So we could just bow our heads real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you this morning. Father, we know that Jesus was a gift that we weren't worthy of. We know that life is a gift, Father, that we're not worthy of, for that matter. Everybody who's made it here safely, people still on their ways, we thank you for safe travels. We just praise you this morning. I ask that, Father, I just ask that you remove me and have your way with this message. Father, I ask that somebody here who maybe doesn't necessarily have a relationship with Jesus, Father, doesn't know about the gift, Father, that came through Jesus, that today they begin that journey, that they even believe, Father, as a result of the message, as a result of the worship, just as a result of us gathered this morning. So may we not lose sight of why we're here. May we not lose sight of how, not just this Sunday, but every Sunday that we gather is special, Father, as we reflect on your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Amen. So, right around the Christmas time, most pastors, you know, we get the studying or we've planned out and we really get caught up on the birth of Christ naturally because that's what Christmas is about, right? But as I was talking to a brother of mine and we were sitting down, to just talk about the gift of Jesus Christ being born is to not unwrap the gift. It's like getting a present on Christmas morning wrapped, and you just, that's it. You just hold the present. You're like, hey, I got a present, and that's it. It's just a gift. So wanted to take a moment, quick moment this morning, not very long, and I wanted to talk about unwrapping the gift of his birth, like literally unwrapping the gift of his birth. That is what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to walk through how there's so much about this gift that sometimes we overlook and we don't unwrap and we don't expose. So this morning, I want to take a different approach than just telling the story of Christmas morning. I wanted to see if I could just teach a little bit on what exactly was inside of this wrapped gift. So we're going to be in Philippians 2 this morning. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. That's going to be our main text. I have a couple of other texts that we'll look at, but we're going to start in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. So let's just read that real quick. It says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Go to the next verse, saying, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. He said, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Finally, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, to the glory of God the Father. So we want to unwrap this gift and not just focus on the birth. The birth is important, but we want to look at the totality of Jesus Christ himself. So my first point this morning is that he existed as God and was equal with God before his birth. He existed as God and was equal with God before his birth. Let's look at Philippians 2:6 real quick. Go to Philippians 2:6. I want you to see this. It said Christ Jesus in Philippians 2:6. It says Christ Jesus, although he existed. You see that right there? Although he existed. So we want to look at that. If this is a gift, if we're looking at Christ the gift, right? To say that he existed before he was born is to say like this gift that we got, this gift that was born was already assembled. Has Santa ever brought a gift to your house, parents, that was awesome and you're like, yay, I'm so happy that my child smiled about the gift, but then you see on the box and it says assembly required. Right? And I'm not a handyman. A lot of you know I'm not a handyman. So like if I see that, I'm like, oh yay, Santa brought a gift that I gotta put together somehow and all kinds of instructions and all that. But look at this. Jesus Christ, the gift of Jesus Christ came already assembled. And I'm not saying pre-assembled, like somebody put him together. I mean he was before was. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, like, let's go to John 1 real quick. Go to John 1 real quick, Leah. It says, in the beginning was the Word, right? That's Jesus Christ right there. In the beginning, before was, there was Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he existed before he was even born. This gift was already assembled. This gift was already put together. This gift was already perfect. This gift, honestly, didn't even need to come and be born. I mean, he was perfect in the Trinity. You know, when we talk about the Trinity, he was perfect in relation, perfect in glory. All these things, this gift already was. He was before was. Before there was a beginning, there was him. There was God, right? So when we look at this and we're talking about gifts, and we're talking about, you know, presents under the tree and things that we buy our children and stuff. The greatest gift existed before he was even born, but he was also equal with God before he was even born. Go back to Philippians 2:6. It said, Christ Jesus, who existed in the form of God, did not regard, what is that? Equality with God as a thing to be grasped. So not only was this gift already assembled, but it didn't need no batteries. It didn't. You ever got a gift or had a gift, and it not only did you have to put it together, but then you like, man, it need like 4 AAA batteries or 5, you know, or a couple 9-volts or something like that. You got to go back to the store, right? You like, I didn't know it needed batteries. And, you know, Santa then brought some gifts, and I'm saying that because I know the kids are still in here, but Santa then brought some gifts, and you like, man, I didn't know Santa was going to bring a gift that needed 2 9-volt batteries. Now I got to go back to the store. But this right here, this gift, Jesus Christ, no batteries needed. No batteries needed. Why? Because he is the source of power. Think about that. He is the battery. I mean, let's think about this. This gift. Mary, did you know that your baby boy was the creator of the world? Mary, did you know that your baby boy created all things? Go to Hebrews 1 for me real quick. Look what Hebrews says. It says, in these last days, God has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. What's more powerful than that, right? What kind of batteries make the world? Like, you know, like, think about this real quick. Mary, did you know that your baby boy created the world? I mean, that song shakes me. It shakes me to the core to think that Mary was holding the creator of the world, the sustainer. Go to verse 3. Go to the next verse here. The sustainer here, and he is the radiance of his glory in the exact representation of God's nature and upholds all things by the word of his power. Look at that. Upholds all things. That means everything. Think about this. We walk and we don't fly off in the atmosphere because there's gravity, right? Guess who sustains gravity? You see what I'm saying? If this planet moves a little closer to the sun, we burn up. If it moves a little further away from the sun, we freeze to death. Guess who sustains the orbit? Think about that. And as I was back in the back with Wyatt, with Wyatt, one of our newborns, and then Everett, and then baby Addie over here. I just kept looking at the babies, all these new babies we got, and said, Mary held just like this and cared for and protected and raised the sustainer of the universe. This is who he was before the birth. This is really looking at what this gift is. This is what he already was. And I was just looking at Wyatt, and Wyatt was like, hey, hey. Like, that's his word right now. Like, hey, hey. And I was just looking. I was like, at some point, Jesus, as a baby, was probably like, hey. You know? And you're like, this is the sustainer of the universe. And he's like, hey. And, you know, got the head bobbling around and everything, right? And when you really try to grasp that, when you really think about that, about how Jesus learned to crawl, learned to walk. You know, me and Elizabeth was talking, and she was like, I wonder, did he cry? And I'm like, well, he had to, didn't he? Like, you know? And I've seen some of the memes where, like, Mary's telling Jesus to take a bath, and he's standing on water, right? But when you think about this, this is unwrapping the gift. This is what we need to look at when we think about Jesus Christ being born. Look at what he was before he was even born. The creator of the world, equal with God, was God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, literally face to face, but the Word was God. A lot of people skip that. There's a whole bunch of different doctrines out here that'll make you think that Jesus was not God. I mean, you could just go look at the Muslim faith. They believe in Jesus Christ. Don't get it twisted. They believe Jesus Christ walked this earth and everything. They just don't believe he was God. They believe he was a great prophet, but not God. But the Bible says he was God. So if you go back to Philippians 2 and look at verse 6, not only did he exist in the form, which is the word morph in the Greek, it's the word morph, is where we get metamorphosis from. It's when that which is on the inside manifests itself on the outside. Not only was he in the form of God, but he did not regard equality with God a thing to be held on to. So this gift, he existed as God and was equal with God before his birth. He was already assembled, already didn't need batteries, okay? Pre-powered, had all the power. But my next point here, go to my next point. He emptied himself and exemplified humility in his birth. So before his birth, he existed. Before his birth, he was equal to God. But look at this. In his birth, he emptied himself. Go to verse 7 of Philippians 2. Verse 7 of Philippians 2. Look at this. It says, but emptied himself. This is the same one that they were talking about. He emptied himself, taking the form, there goes that word form again, of a bondservant. So look at this. This is a theology called kenosis. Some people mistake this, so I'm going to try to bring it down to a very, very basic level. Jesus, in being born, did not pour his deity like away, like he didn't stop being God and become man. Because that's another doctrine that some people will teach you, is that when Jesus was born, yeah, he was God, but he was no longer God when he was born. He got rid of his deity, and he was just Jesus the man. That's not what the Bible teaches. When it says emptied himself right there, it's kenosis, or rather he poured himself into man. He kept his deity, but he wrapped himself. This is a gift that wrapped itself. Look at that. So not only did the gift was already assembled, already had power, but he wrapped himself. The gift wrapped himself in flesh. You ever been to the Mexican restaurant and had carne asada? Like carne, or, you know, okay, so look at it. Yeah, you had it? All right, Johnny, check it out. So the word carne is flesh or meat, right? So the incarnate Jesus is Jesus in the flesh. He wrapped himself with flesh. If I'm trying to make it real plain and simple, y'all know I like food illustrations, right? All right, me and my wife and my daughter, we went to this Chinese restaurant in Plainfield. It's called Fu Yan. Go, it's amazing, it's awesome. But look at this. At Fu Yan, they have bacon-wrapped shrimp. Yes. Yes. Amen. They had, it was like Christmas early. They had bacon-wrapped shrimp. Now, just bear with me for this illustration. Just bear with me. I'm working here. If the shrimp was God, if the shrimp was a deity, just stay with me here. And if you're a guest, I'm going to bring it all the way around. Don't walk out yet. Don't walk out yet. If the shrimp was God, okay, in his glory, in his form, in this, here is God around the shrimp, that's like wrapping in the flesh. That's like wrapping in humanity and humility. Now look at this. Here's where we get this big word hypostatic union from. Check it out. The shrimp is still 100% shrimp, right? But it's also 100% bacon. It's not 50-50. It's not one or the other. It's 100% shrimp and 100% bacon all in one, right? That's what Jesus was. Amen. That's what Jesus was right there. He was 100% God and 100% man. It wasn't 50% God, 50% man, all God, no man, or all man, no God. He was 100% of both, and that is what the incarnation was, and that's what John 1:14 tells us. Show me John 1:14. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh, and the Word became flesh. He became flesh. He humbled himself. He emptied himself and wrapped him, the present, the gift, wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory. Glory is the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So when you think about this, this gift not only was assembled, not only already had power, but he wrapped himself. There was no need for you to wrap anything. He was 100% God, 100% man. So everything you've been through, he went through too. He was tempted in every way. That's what Hebrews says. Hebrews says, if you've been through it, he been through it, wrote a book about it, and came out on top, conquered it, got a coffee mug. Was like, financial problems? Yeah, been there. No, but seriously, he emptied himself, and look at this. He exemplified humility. Look at the form. Go back to that Philippians 2:7 real quick. Look at the form he took here. He emptied himself, and he took the form of a bondservant. He didn't come as a king. He came to the son of a carpenter. He wasn't born in a mansion. He was born in a manger. Like, think about this. Jesus, who existed before his birth, the creator of all things, could have came in any way he wanted to. But he came in this lowly bond. The word there is actually doulos. It's slave. It's slave. He emptied himself from the form of the creator, of the sovereign God, into a slave. A slave to who? A slave for us. He served us. So think about that. He was assembled. He was battery powered already. He wrapped himself and he delivered himself. I mean, yeah, Mary may have pushed, right? Mary may have pushed, but check this out. Jesus came at an exact time, in an exact place, through an exact person. Y'all don't think he was orchestrating that from the get-go, right? Like, I look at Mary sometimes, I was like, because we've had so many people in our congregation who have had babies this year. And you see them on Facebook, and they're like, I hope today's the day. And, you know, I'm walking around trying to walk the baby down and all these good things. Jesus was going to come, all right? Like, it wasn't nothing going to hold back him being born when he was being born. And that's why, like, I don't get caught up on tomorrow is the day Jesus was born. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, right? And there's all these different things about was it tomorrow, was it today? Maybe there's a difference in the months or whatever. This is all I'm celebrating tomorrow. He was born, all right? I don't care when he was born. The fact is he was born. All right, and I rest on that. I put everything on that. The gift came. He was born. Was it yes? Was it tomorrow? I don't know. Was it today? I don't know. But he came and he conquered. That's enough for me. Is that enough for you? So, like, when people get all caught up into all this, oh, it wasn't, why are we celebrating the 25th? Because we just picked the day, all right? Like, when you look at all the details, there are a plethora of ideas of when he was born. I mean, it's all across the board. Some people say it was actually June 24th, which is my birthday. I'm just saying. But, like, maybe, like, I don't know. I don't know, right? I really don't know. But this is what I do know. He was born. So, you know what? honestly, I don't just celebrate it on Christmas. Every time I come in here, I'm celebrating his birth, right? Every time I wake up, I'm celebrating his birth. Every time I'm walking around on the ground and I don't fly off in the air because gravity sustains me, I'm celebrating his birth. You understand what I'm saying? So this gift, he was already assembled, batteries included, wrapped, delivered himself. I mean, here's an illustration for like Jesus coming and being born to Mary. You ever seen Undercover Boss? I'm happy I got that out. I was about to say Undercover Brother. Like you ever seen Undercover Boss? I almost slipped out there. Undercover Boss, right? So you got the CEO of a company, right? CEO, he owns the company, built the company. From the ground up, he created the company. Before the company was, he was, right? And he creates this company. He makes the job descriptions. He puts the things in place. And he goes from the CEO's position to the front line saying, would you like fries with that? Right? It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same approach. You're looking at the CEO of the universe. You're looking at Jesus Christ, who was before was, came down basically on some, would you like fries with that? The undercover boss. Honestly, undercover brother works with that too, because he says he's a brother to us as well, so I like both of those. But the undercover boss is on the front line, right? Serving in positions that are far beneath him, but he humbled himself, emptied himself, and took on like the hat, and he put on the clothes that made him an employee of his own company. Like, that's the exact same thing. That's the exact same thing. And he's on the front lines and he's serving and he's being the example for us. He exemplifies humility. That's why Paul says, have this same attitude that you see in the boss, the CEO, that you don't even know is the CEO, because at this point, if you only celebrate the birth, you don't even know what's on the inside. Like, think about that. Like when you watch that show, the CEO, they don't know it's the CEO. Because he's covered in the same clothing, covered in the same garments as everybody else. As a matter of fact, they think they're training him. They think they're training the CEO to do the job. And he's like, y'all don't know, I wrote the training book. I wrote the training manual. I'm about to show you the example. And that's what he did. That's what he did. He came down and he became the example of what humility is. At this point, you have to stop and say, if that's the example, then what am I? What am I following? Am I mimicking that example during the holidays when I gather with my family and my friends? Am I still holding these grudges? Am I willing to come down off my high horse and just serve? Am I willing to look at others around me and make them more important than myself? Because that's what he did. When Jesus was born, he was born to die for you. Look in the New Testament. See how often it celebrates his birth. It celebrates his death. He was born to die. Think about that. So my last point is he executed God's plan and has been exalted after his birth. So we said he existed and was equal with God before his birth, okay? Then he emptied himself and exemplified humility in his birth. But now after his birth, he executed God's plan and has been exalted after his birth. So look, the gift literally unwrapped itself. This is an awesome gift. I mean, I've seen some pretty awesome gifts in my 35 years on this earth, but ain't nothing been like this. Even my PlayStation wasn't this nice of a gift, right? Not only was it assembled, batteries included, wrapped itself, delivered itself, but it unwrapped itself as well. And when did he unwrap himself? On that cross. On that cross. You see, if Jesus doesn't die on a cross, he's just another human being. I mean, we don't know what's on the inside. If Jesus doesn't die, if there's no death, burial, and resurrection, then we don't know what was inside the gift. The gift is never unwrapped. So when he died on that cross, he literally unwrapped the gift to show you what was dwelling inside Jesus of Nazareth, God, Emmanuel, God with us, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, what's that, Rashad? If you go back to when Abraham put Isaac on the altar, for the sacrifice, and was like about to kill his son, and then the angel of the Lord stopped him And he looked and there was a ram who was caught up in the thistles, right? And he said, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. That's what Jesus was, because all of you needed a provider. All of us was Isaac, who would have been slain for that sacrifice for our sins. And yet Jesus came and became the ram, the lamb, anything else you had to kill for your salvation, right? Jesus became that. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. He provided through Jesus Christ. He unwrapped the gift on the cross when he died for your sins and then showed the glory or exalted him 3 days later when he rose from the grave, saying that I've conquered sin. I've conquered the grave. Now you have hope. Now you have hope. I'm wrapping up here. Today we lost a member of our church family. We lost a member of our church family, and she was special to me. I talked to her day after day after day. She was excited about serving this church. She was excited about being on the communication team. She was excited about 2018. She was excited about walking in her walk alongside of us, and she encouraged me, and she told me, you know, you've gotten me back in my walk. You've got my husband back in my walk. I know my family more because of what God is doing at Church on the Rock. And she was so excited, and she's gone. But the gift of Christ is that I'm going to see her again. The gift of Christ is that we're going to see her again. And what better gift than that? What better gift than that? What better gift than the fact that I'm promised that I'm going to see her when it's all said and done? What better gift than that? That's unwrapping the gift. That's what tomorrow is about, not these presents. We get bent out of shape with family. We get bent out of shape with finances. We get bent out of shape and not forgiving each other and walking day by day and can't even humble ourselves enough to love each other. Over Christmas stuff. Did you show up? Did you get me a gift? How much money did you spend? We go in debt over Christmas stuff, and it was never about that to him. It was never about that to him. It was about being able to confidently look at my brother, look at my sister, and say, if you are not here tomorrow, I will see you later, because a child was born. Because a child was born. So this morning, some of you have no relationship with that child. Some of you are walking around with no hope this morning. It is about the gifts. It is about just what you see today. And I promise you, that is the darkest place to be this morning. I can't stand up here and preach without knowing that this gift, when unwrapped, leads to salvation. That's what the unwrapping of this gift is. Salvation in Christ and Christ alone. Today, guys, when you spend time with your family, Paul says, have this attitude about yourself. Have this attitude about yourself that we just talked about. Empty yourself. Empty yourself. Like, seriously, just look at me real quick. Focus in. Today, tomorrow, the remainder of the year, next year, make a change to empty yourself in your marriage, in your parenting, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in this church. Empty yourself. That's why he came. He came to give you an example of how we're supposed to be with each other. He came to give you hope so that your day-to-day wasn't hopeless. He came to give you a way to exist with each other. He came to give you a way that death has no victory here. Death has no victory here. Death will not conquer me. death will not keep me down, because my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born, conquered death so that I can stand here and proclaim to you that if you believe in him, you've already conquered death. You will live eternally in the presence of your Father. So change your life now. Get that assurance now. Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Why would you sit here and not take that for yourself? Why would you sit here and not keep that for yourself? Why would you want to live knowing that a person you love may not wake up tomorrow, may not wake up tomorrow, and you have no peace because you don't know where you're going? Why would you want that? He died so you don't have to live that way. He died so you can walk with power. He died so you can walk boldly and say, this world cannot conquer me. This world cannot conquer me. Death cannot conquer me. That's why he was born. Not for the gifts. Not for the gifts. He is the gift. Death cannot conquer us. So please give your life to him now, so that we can rejoice week after week. So please empty yourself now so you can reach the people who are lost. This is what the birth is about. This is what it's about. God saved us through a baby boy who was born to die for us. I need somebody to come pray with me at the altar. I love you all. Thank you.
This podcast is a ministry of Church on the Rock, building his body, breaking our barriers. If you would like to learn more, please visit our website at www.churchontherockbb.com.